It is not really difficult to make a good omelet, but it requires practice and quickness. It also requires two other things, a thick iron pan and a good fire. The pan must be extremely hot, and that is the secret. Now, the pan we are going to use is now on the fire, getting hot. It is perfectly dry, there is absolutely nothing in it, and it has been there a good 20 minutes. So it must be so hot that the omelette can be cooked in it off the fire simply by the heat retained in the metal. So we have the pan on the fire, and in front of us on the kitchen table, two eggs, a small bowl, butter and a fork, also salt and pepper. About the pan itself, it should never be washed. It should be kept greasy and, if possible, not used for anything but omelette. If, for some reason or other, the pan catches or gets rusty, well, you boil some olive oil in it for about a quarter of an hour and wipe it well with a perfectly dry cloth. A new pan should be treated in the same way before using. Now, about the omelette itself. There are a great many theories and legends about the making of an omelette. Some people put water in the beaten eggs, some put milk and cream, some beat the whites and the yolk separately. The truth is, you just beat the eggs lightly and not too much, and this must be done at the last minute only. Then you get an omelette which is soft yet firm and the same consistency also, which is as an omelette should be. That ideal omelette must be white, and that is why you put in the eggs the moment you put in the butter and the pan. The omelette which is like scrambled eggs wrapped up in a pancake is not a good omelette, nor is the omelette as light as a feather, of which some people are so proud. It may be a good dish, but it is not a good omelette. An omelette can be flavored with many things, grated cheese, raw things like chopped sorrel or like ginger, with char, parsley, tarragon and chervil finely chopped, or with things previously cooked. Asparagus chips, small pieces of bacon, slices of mushroom, fried onion, tomatoes, chicken livers, kidneys, and so on. And these are always put in at the time you are beating the egg. There is one thing above all we must avoid when making an omelette, and that is an inferiority complex. And now, if you turn over the record and follow my instructions, we can make an omelette together. Now, we have everything on a table close to the stove. Butter and a knife. Two eggs for each person. That is the right proportion. Salt, pepper, a bowl to beat the eggs in, a fork to beat them with. The pan is at the right temperature. We can see a faint blue smoke rising from it. So, let us get rid of it.